PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today, this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025. 24 years in the book of this century. Well, one of the things that we do, you know this by now, we hold politicians accountable. We hold them accountable. One of the things that we look at, the situation is the politicians ask us to support them. When they run for office, they have policies, they have agendas, they have issues that they talk about. They tell us where they stand on issues. They tell us on policy. They tell us what their natural, innate belief system is, their principles, their values that will lead them in their decision making when it comes to government. If they're running for the governor of the state of Michigan, what is their vision about the state of Michigan? What is their plans? What ideas do they have? What would they like to accomplish? That's one. Others, state representatives, state senators, county commissioners, township supervisors, clerks, different things like that. Well, we talked about the House, the conservative versus liberal voting record in the House. Matt Maddock was chosen as the most conservative state representative in Lansing. Today, I have the final report from MERS News Service about the state senators. As you know, 38 state senators in Lansing, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. All of the Republican members had a below 50% liberal voting ranking. But the separation among the Republican senators was more pronounced. Even though the Republican caucus is not in a position to govern right now, being that they are in the minority, they have the freedom to vote for their district, their conscience, or their political situation. Senators Lindsey Runstad and Michelle Hetanga gravitated to having more conservative ratings than the other 15 Republican state senators. Final ranking, percentage of liberal voting record. All of the 20 Democrats, starting with Stephanie Chang, Democrat from Detroit, came in at 98%. Second place went to the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids. She was joined at 96% with quite a few other state senators, right up there with her. let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14 of the 20. Now, we already had the top two. 16 of the 20 already at 96% liberal. Only a couple left over came in at 94 and 92. Sarah Anthony was by herself at 92. The lowest liberal rating for Democrat state senators, according to MERS News Service ranking of 50 bills they voted on. Democrats' threshold for liberalism is 92% liberal. Then it drops down to the Republicans. Who is the most liberal state senator in the state of Michigan? Republican from Zeeland, Bill Huizenga. 48% of the time, almost a flip of a coin, this guy was voting liberal. Second place, Michael Weber from Rochester Hills. I've had Michael on the show before. But he lives in Rochester Hills, Oakland County. A very much now leaning Democrat district. He has to vote liberal in order to be reelected. If not, a Democrat could grab that seat. Who came in third place as being the most liberal Republican in the state Senate? Our very own Senator John DeMoose, Harbor Springs Republican, came in at 30% of the time voted with the Democrats. 70% of the time considered conservative, 30% of the time liberal voting record in Lansing this year. Fourth place, I believe, is Dave Ajima's State Senator Roger Victory. From Hudsonville, 28% of the time. Ed McBroom from the UP, 38th Senate District, was at 22% liberal voting record. Ed McBroom is more conservative than John DeMoose in his voting record. Unbelievable. I can't believe that DeMoose got a ranking more liberal than Ed McBroom did. Three out of 10 bills DeMoose voted for with the Democrats. McBroom, basically 2 out of 10. Republican Senate Minority Leader, who will now be the Majority Leader someday, God willing, Eric Nesbitt was at 18%. Senator Lana Tice, I believe, who is still Officer Rick's senator, or Bellino, I'm not sure. Tice was at 10% liberal. Bellino was 8%. Senator Michelle Hidenga up here in our area, I believe she is Ian Murphy's state senator. She was 8% of the time with Bellino in Monroe liberal, 92% conservative. Senator Jim Runstad, I've had him on the show. Him and I are talking about him running for the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party due to term limits. He's done, not running for re-election in 2026. 6% liberal, 94% of the time voted conservative. The number one most conservative state senator in Lansing Senator Jonathan Lindsay of Brooklyn, Michigan, 98% conservative, only voted liberal 2% of the time. Very interesting. Personally, my state rep, John Roth, totally disappointed in how much he voted liberal in Lansing. And John DeMuth, sorry, John, but 30% with the liberals isn't going to cut it. I understand trying to get something accomplished. I get it. One of the things you have to understand is that we are conservative in the 37th Senate District. If you take out Traverse City, we are very conservative district. Even the little small pocket of the college up in Sault Ste. Marie, leaning more liberal in that little small pocket, but all of Traverse City as a whole, you get outside of those two areas, John, your district is solid conservative. 70% conservative voting record is not good enough. And if this is an indication of how you are going to be if you go to Washington, D.C. as the congressman for the first district, that is not going to be good enough. Absolutely not going to be good enough. Just letting you know. One of the things we will not tolerate is you continuing to be this liberal in your voting record. You got to do better. And you're facing an election in 2026. Final segment of this hour number two. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Smith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. I got a text message from good friend, longtime listener, Anita, down in Florida, formerly from the Traverse City area. Beautiful prayers this morning. Thank you for all of them. At the same time, I'm sorry to hear about Vicky's political troubles. I'm guessing it's those leftover Dems. Well, the problem is we don't have any Democrats in Antrim County. Every elected official in Antrim County runs as and got elected as a Republican. But they are Democrats running as Republicans, and yes, that's basically the situation she's dealing with. Anita comes from the corporate world, Ford Motor Company. They had performance reviews once a year. I know Vicky's coworkers are elected, but is there some way to give them reviews or notify a Republican newspaper of what's going on? Well, that's the other problem. We don't have a Republican newspaper. In Bel Air, at the county seat, John Tarrant of the Antrim Review is very, very liberal-leaning. The process of getting another newspaper to start servicing a larger area of the county, Weekly Choice, Vicky and I are working with the owner of that newspaper to do so. And we'll probably be writing letters to the editors and trying to get information out there. If it's discrimination, I recommend getting a lawyer because you have to put up with this. Well, it's not that. That's not discrimination, what they're doing. It's political. So I appreciate the input, the guidance, but it's not really that type of issue that she's dealing with. It is a power struggle. For example, a letter to the editor she wrote, let's see if they print them. Tomorrow's paper comes out on Thursday. It's a weekly newspaper, all three of them, Weekly Choice, The Review, and the Elk Rapids News. Vicki's letter to the editor to the Antrim County newspapers for this week's edition, January 2nd, 2025. Dear editor, we hope everyone had a blessed and Merry Christmas and enjoyed the ringing in of this new year, 2025. Here at the Antrim County Clerk's Office, we look forward to bringing in some new technologies to improve the, quote, customer service, end quote, of our office to you, the citizens of our county. Please stop by and introduce yourself to me, Victoria Bishop. As your newly elected Antrim County Clerk, I would very much like to meet you and discuss any ideas you may have for us to improve our office and the services we offer to the public. First, know that we have already started the process for your Antrim County Clerk's Office to begin accepting credit or debit cards for the payment of any fees that need to be paid to our office. The previous clerk, Cheryl Guy, refused to start taking credit cards. She has been cash or personal check forever. Vicki's going to change that. She's already talked to the county treasurer and in the process of getting that set up. Her letter continues. Additionally, we will be updating our website with all our necessary documents with instructions on how to print them out at your home or business to save you time and money from having to come to our office to obtain those documents. Once printed out, filled out, and notarized, you will be able to scan and send them to our office via an email. If there's any fees required for filing, you will be able to make the payment of those fees online. We will process your documents, print them out, file them, and return a copy to you via first-class mail for your records. So basically, people won't even have to come to the county building to file documents if they're online, and our documents, they can pay the fees to record, file them with the clerk's office. Letter continues. As in the past, you will always be able to come into our office to obtain documents, fill them out, and allow us to notarize them for you and then file them with our office. We plan many more new and innovative improvements in our office in the coming months. Finally, please take time to come and introduce yourself to my new Antrim County Deputy Clerk, Annette Marcus. Vicki has hired her, and Annette has agreed to be her deputy clerk. Annette brings an extensive business background with a true servant's heart to help me implement many of the new services to our office. We hope that you and your family will have a healthy and prosperous new year. Signed, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. First letter to the editor for her. Hopefully it'll be in the papers tomorrow. Final hour of today's show, New Year's Day. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South